Zohar Halacha and Chavis Halvavis Wednesday night, or L'chov Dalid Teides.
Okay, regarding the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim, so there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bench Klal Yisrael. Some say that the Yisrael who makes an effort to be Mizborech is also included in the mitzvah, and you could have a Yisrael can have a kiyum of the mitzvah too if he goes towards Birchas Koyanim, meaning he stands by the Kohanim and he accepts the bracha, he says Amen, etc. Women who don't go to shul, they're also bechlal the bracha. That's what the place can say. Maybe stamazoi, because they're considered anusim, and if they're considered anusim that they can't come to shul, then they're like the am that can't make it to shul, and they're automatically bechlal the bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says they're included in the husband's bracha, or so the male of them is borech also, because that is like a shleimus in the bracha, is that they're bechlal the bracha as well. If someone is at home and he doesn't go to Birchas Kayanim, he's not an onus, he doesn't want to bother, he doesn't want to go, he refrains from going, so then he's not bechlal the bracha, he's not automatically included in the bracha of those who can't go to shul. If you can't go to shul, you're included in the bracha if you're an onus, or the women, as I said. But if you could, then even if you're punked, like let's say positioned that you're that the kohanim are facing your house, but you're not going towards them, you're staying home, you're not going to the to receive the bracha, to get the bracha, then you're not included in the bracha. I don't know if someone, let's say, was in a minyan where there was no kohanim, and then he goes home, and now there's plenty of minyanim around, so now there's a minyan with kohanim, so is he included in the bracha of those kohanim of the different minyan, and he's considered an onus because he doesn't have to go to shul again. He went to shul already, there were no kohanim there. Or is it, if it's not too much trouble, if he's not an onus taka, so he can go to that shul and he can hear that bracha. I don't know, it's not clear to me if he's included in the bracha or not, if he's considered an onus or not. Okay, the Chavis Halavos, again, within the Perikyut of Shara Yichud, we're towards the Mamish, the end. He says, he's talking about understanding the nature of Hashem, and he gives another example, Vadomel Zetoelas Or HaShemesh, using the Or HaShemesh, Shekolol Kol B'nei Adam, but there's three types of individuals. Echad Mehem, Lefi Sheinehem, Me'iros, V'nitzolos, Mikol Choli, someone who has healthy eyes, Shehem Nenem and HaShemesh, they have Hanof in the Shemesh, Shemishtam Shem La'orah, Umagim L'chol Hano'osim Imenu, they use it to its fullest extent. Chelek Hasheinu Ivrim, people who are blind, Asher Neder or Aneim L'gamri, so then the Shemesh doesn't do them any good, but it's not Mazik them, they have some Toelos because others see to it, Al Yadei Shliach, and they help them. V'chelek Hashlishi B'nei Odom, Shenechleshu Aneim Me'ashemesh, Me'ishtamish Ben Kneged Hashemesh, V'Hashemesh Mazek Asosan, Adirabba, they're like a borderline. They could see somewhat, but if they go out in the sun and they don't have proper protection, the Shemesh is mazik them. And they have to wear sunglasses, they have to protect their eyes from the sun, or else they'll become like the blind people. And lo yastirin me'ora. Shim yamaru lirpo einayim, if they take care of their eyes and they apply the proper medicines, bekecholim uveritios ubetikun ma'acholom, they eat properly. If shmiras einayim, mishtam esh bohen lo reshemesh, and they don't go out into the sun when they're not allowed to. After she agiu al abrius, so then they can become good. The yehonu b'shemesh, shaisa mazekas alein. Instead of being mazik them, their eyes will heal, and then they'll be able to use the or hashemesh. But v'im yisakful eropo einayhem, then they'll get blind. They'll join the other group. Yagiu al kaso ivrim b'meheira v'yedem more einem legamri. Taladim yazay yischalik inyan hayichud hanichta b'sefer haTorah lekilos hamadabrim. So that's how different people, those groups that understand Achdus Hashem. Acher shekol al osom kichlol or Hashemesh v'chol bali hoinayim kesher zechanu. Mishchalekas havanosom l'shlo shechalokim. They know how to understand Hashem's oneness, the way he's been explaining here in the whole Shara Yichud, the way we've been learning at night, how to approach the idea of conceptualizing Hashem and his oneness. So they know how to see, they know how to use the Shemesh, and they benefit from their understanding in the fullest degree. They have to just be led by others. They don't understand anything, and they have no hana. They don't relate to it at all. They can't. They're like blind people. So they just wait for others to lead them. They don't have clear seichel like the first group. They could see a little if they're careful and they don't harm themselves. They're very careful and judicious in their usage and their understanding. So then, but they have to be careful. If they approach them properly, they take care of them, their seichel, so then they'll grow and they'll steig and they'll get to understand it fully. But if they're not careful, then they'll become like the blind people. They won't understand anything at all. Like the Nirchas Ulapardes, they can go crazy, they won't understand, they might still say wrong things. So they'll use my Shar HaYichud to remind them of things, but they know it already. They don't understand anything. So they won't have any benefit from Shar HaYichud because they won't understand it. They're not in their parsha of understanding. But he calls them blind people. It's not like someone should smile and say, okay, I'm from that group. That's not a good thing. And the third group, they understand a little, and they have to be very careful if they grow in their understanding, or adarabba, they say wrong things because of their limited understanding, and they think they know more than they do. It's like the people with weak eyes that go out into the sun to see, and they can be mazik, they're seeing even more, and then they become like blind. They can hurt their eyes very much. So people who don't really understand it fully should be very careful about thinking that they do understand things, which unfortunately is not a limitation nowadays that people know of. Okay, stop here before I name.